we're still going to keep emergency traffic going because we're still seeing delayed travel times. Now, for those who are southbound on I-15, you have good speeds from downtown to the south interchange, but that's where it changes and remains very slow and steady all the way into the point of the mountain. We're also now starting to see some westbound slowing on I-215 south belt between I-15 and Redwood Road, and a lot of that is due to that right lane being taken up with road work. Len Thomas?
Redwood Road is also a tight drive from Draper to the Mountain View Corridor in Utah County. Been that way most of the afternoon. A crash southbound I-15 in Orem on the Sutter Street exit ramp on the right side. Getting a little stacked up on the ramp there. But northbound 15 rolling through Utah County. A very nice drive to the point of the mountain. And in Spanish Fork Canyon, the crash on US 6 at Ty Fork Rest a few miles west of Soldier Summit is still there. Dave Meekum?
Hey, if you're making the drive into Davis County, still got that accident there at 1700 North to deal with. They're blocking the HOV lane. It's been taking a long time to get this one cleaned up and moved out of the way, but they do have a wrecker on the scene now, so hopefully that won't take much longer. The delays still go back into downtown past North Temple, so be ready for that slowdown. When you get past the accident, then you've still got more slow traffic waiting for you between Farmington and Layton, but that looks like it's starting to thin out a little bit and improving there on that slowdown. Get to Cabela's Memorial Day sale and kick off the summer with huge savings. Get 50% off Cabela's Whoopin' Stick Rods and Combos, and Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vest. Don't miss Cabela's Memorial Day sale. I'm Dave Meekum in the KSL Traffic Center.